This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on back to Dana and Park. Scott will be back tomorrow. Spend a little bit of time talking about Casey's Superman this hour. If you don't know the name, you've seen him around town. Every city has like that fixture, the one or two like characters around town.
Peanut butter, jelly, jam, put it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was what he would always say. I used to see him all the time down by the T-Mobile Center.
Right.
Can I get a picture? Peanut butter, jelly, jam.
Okay, so you've seen him all over town. You will not be seeing him unless he decides to get in some hot water for a third time. You will not be seeing him around Westport, and here's why from the Kansas City Star. A judge has ordered Michael Wheeler, the evangelical Christian preacher and runner, locally famous as Casey Superman, to stay away from Westport after finding him guilty of trespassing again. Wheeler is 73 years old. He's the one that wears the, he wears the Superman costume.
Yeah, it is basically your, I'm going to go to Party City and get a Superman costume.
Yeah.
He has multiple different versions. Some have the fake muscles, some don't.
Some have Jesus on it, some have just an S.
Will like bedazzle it and paint it and put Jesus across the S. And yeah, Superman,
okay.
Jesus.
So sometimes holding a football, sometimes not. I don't know if we'll have time.
Usually, yeah.
But the 73-year-old has been cited twice in the past year for trespassing in Westport. Once at 9 a.m. back in September, and a second time at 2:30 in the afternoon in November at the Sunfresh. Kansas City Municipal Judge Michael C. Heffernan found Wheeler guilty of trespassing at the grocery store during a bench trial on Friday. Wheeler also pleaded guilty to the second charge of trespassing. So, again, once at the Sunfresh and once on Archibald Street at 9 in the morning. So he got 5 and then 10 days in jail. Both of those sentences were suspended. And the judge said, in lieu of jail time, we're going to put you on 2 years probation, and I am ordering you to stay away from Westport.
Under an official court
under
order,
an official,
or is this just the judge saying, stay away from there, man?
I am ordering you to serve 2 years probation and to stay away from Westport. If a judge says it from up there on that bench, I buy it, right? So last year, Wheeler served 2 days in Vernon County Jail on 6 trespassing convictions there, 2020, 2022, 2023. He was previously convicted of trespassing in 2020, November 2022. There were 4 other counts within the last 2 years. You know, 5 of the 6 charges against him alleged that he was trespassing within Westport.
Now, I can't speak to all of these cases, but I can speak to a couple of them. These were the result of somebody who didn't like his message
his
or what he was doing.
Proselytizing.
And so they went in, yeah, so they went into whatever business was nearby and said, hey, this guy's out here harassing me. Can you ask him to leave? When the business owner asks you to leave, you have to leave.
Absolutely.
And if they call the cops, that is trespassing.
If the Sunfresh in Westport asked him to leave, you have to leave or you are trespassing. But my question is this. The guy is 73 years old. Is he a nuisance? You know, if he's bothering your customers, yes. I think that the business obviously has every right to say move it along. But for a judge to say stay out of Westport, and probably the judge said that for Mr. Wheeler's own good.
Right.
Like, I don't need to see you at your age back in my courtroom. Just stay the hell away from Westport, dude. For a judge to say, don't go to Westport, which is a gigantic multi-street, multi-arteries in and out entertainment district, for something as silly as trespassing. I mean, this is not murder two here, okay?
And it's not like the nefarious type of trespassing where, I mean, there are some more nefarious types
right.
of trespassing.
He wasn't on top of the building trying to break in.
Yeah,
he
wasn't just streaking.
Sort of
yeah.
a nuisance, which
right.
I get. Like, if I owned a business, I wouldn't want him harassing my customers. I'm not saying that. My point is this. We have had far worse things go down in Westport. Sometimes with the same bad actors. Sometimes that violence spills over to the Plaza, Zona Rosa. You name your entertainment district.
Yeah.
If we're going to ban a 73-year-old oddball who wears a Superman costume, holds a football, and likes to talk to you about Jesus, why are we not banning the shooters?
And by the way, I've, again, seen this man about 50 times, and I don't think I've ever seen a negative interaction between him and a person
of the public. He's a character. There's no other way to, like, state it.
Why can't we ban the shooters?
Banning everyone who's actually bringing mayhem. You know, we're coming off, what, five homicides over the weekend?
Six. Yeah.
Why are we not banning the worst of the worst bad apples?
Now, to be clear, none of those six over the weekend happened at Westport.
They
were scattered all over town.
But we have had our fair share of problems in that entertainment district, as well as the Plaza and others, with violent crime. If we're going to ban a 73-year-old who's a little odd, probably a nuisance, not saying he wasn't, why can we not ban the shooters? And I don't mean the homicide shooters. I mean the non-fatals. I mean shots fired. Look at everything that was going on at the, was it the Shake Shack or the Steak and Shake? Was going to close down because of the gunfire.
Yeah, because of people driving by and shooting their guns. That was on the Plaza, I believe.
I'm not saying it would stop the bad behavior. I'm not saying that. There's not a force field around the entertainment districts, and I understand that. It just seems odd that we're going to ban this guy.
Two of the issues, one being that they are assuming that he's going to follow their order. His intent was not to break the law outright. So if they say, hey, quit going to Westport, they believe, hey, he's going to stop going to Westport. If they're going there, they being somebody else,
to shoot up
the place, they don't care what a judge says to them. They don't care. They're already going to commit a crime.
I still want the ban. If we're going to ban this guy from Westport, just start lining up by name all of the people that have been arrested for shots fired. Let's ban them all.
It's easy to identify a 73-year-old man with a large white beard wearing a Superman costume.
Touché.
It's not so easy to identify Joe Schmo. You know, because if you think about it, if you go to ban every single person who has shot a gun in or near Westport.
Oh, yeah, the list would be long.
The officers that are standing at the metal detectors, because they do put up the metal detectors in the summer at night, are going to have a binder like 18 inches thick, and they're flipping through it like, let's see, do you qualify? No. Oh, page 478, there you are. You're not coming in. Like, they're not going to do that.
We had, over the weekend, a former Kansas City councilwoman who was injured in broad daylight in a robbery downtown. Joanne Collins was victimized on Monday. She is almost 90 years old. She was the first black woman elected to the city council. And she was robbed at 12th and Central Street, Scott. Sam, 12th and Central, broad daylight, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right near Power and Light.
Yep, right over by the convention center.
Yep.
It was a really violent weekend in our town. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.